Hi, I'm Alice Creswell. Welcome to my podcast. Check out my website, alicecreswell.com, for more resources and to send me a message. So in this session on healing and unusual miracles, I'm going to tell you some stories, things that have happened to me, and also things that have happened that can happen to you. And I want to really make you hungry for the supernatural and for seeing healing and unusual miracles in your life and also in the lives of other people. Now, a friend of ours called Jorien, he lives in Holland, in just south of Amsterdam, and we've known him for a few years. He's part of our European team. And one day, I mean, he's only a young guy, he's only in his early 20s, and one day he and his friends decided to go to a spiritual fair. Now, it wasn't a Christian thing. It was just kind of they called it an esoteric kind of fair where people would come, and there were stalls of New Age people, and people would come who were interested in the New Age, or just the general public would come. They set up a stall and they had a sign for healing. And this one day, this lady rolls up in her motorized wheelchair. Now, she'd had a stroke, and I can't remember how many years ago, it was something like 20 years before, and she comes up with her brother who's with her, and she basically, her whole left side of her body she could not move it. So she couldn't move her left leg, her left arm didn't move, the left side of her face didn't move properly, so she couldn't even speak properly. Her thoughts were a bit jumbled up, and so her brother was with her, and she's coming along in a wheelchair. She sees a sign for healing, and Jorien and his brother and his friends, they all decide to pray for her, and she says, yes, that's fine, you can pray for me. So they're praying, and as they start to pray for her, her left arm, which cannot move, suddenly starts to have kind of spasms, and it's kind of going backwards and forwards and in and out, and she's freaking out a little bit watching her arm on its own do this. So they're saying, oh, something's happening. At this point, her brother, he doesn't know Jesus either, but he's there and he has his video camera, so he starts his video going and takes a video recording. So we actually have this story on video as well. It's amazing. And so they pray for her arm, it stops kind of moving around on its own, and she realizes she can actually move her arm. And in the video you can see her, she's reaching her arm up, she's looking at her hand, she's making it go in and out, she's waving, and her face just has this wonderful expression of surprise and shock, and she just looks overwhelmed by what God is doing with her body. Imagine, for all these years, not being able to move your whole left side of your body, and suddenly she's able to move her arm. She's also able to speak properly. Her face is able to move properly. And then they pray for her leg. And on the video, you can see them praying for her leg. And then suddenly something seems to be happening with her leg. Now, normally she can't move it, but the video then follows her because her brother's with her, and they go outside into the car park, into the parking lot, and you see on the video where she's able to move the left side of her body. And then what's amazing is, because her brother's with her and he's taking the video, they actually go back to her apartment, and in the apartment you see her sitting in her wheelchair and her dog's next to her. And she actually, incredibly, after many, many years of not being able to walk, she just stands up out of the wheelchair. We've got it on video. And her dog even is jumping up as she's walking. She goes into the kitchen. She's carrying plates. She's perfectly healed by Jesus. And then, you see, Jorien at this point doesn't know what's happening because he's not with her in the apartment. But the next day, back at the spiritual fair, their stall is there again. This lady comes back walking into this fair and tells them, Jesus healed me. She shows them the video that her brother took the night before of her walking and getting up out of a wheelchair. And also she brings her sister with her, because obviously, you know, the whole family knows about this miraculous healing. So she brings her sister with her. Her sister doesn't know Jesus either. And her sister has scoliosis, which is kind of a crooked spine. And she'd had that, I don't know whether she was born with it, but it'd been there, you know, for probably all her life. And they pray for her back as well in this fair. And they just watch as her back straightens up. And as a result, both the women give their lives to Jesus. Now, that is incredible. I just want to say something about scoliosis. Many times when I've seen someone with scoliosis, we've just treated it like it's an evil spirit. And it just seems to be caused by an evil spirit. I don't know why. Like a back curvature thing. So every time we get the person to say, I tell this spirit that's causing scoliosis in my back to leave, we've just watched their back straighten up. Sometimes you can physically see their back move and straighten and they've been healed. So that's a little freebie I just want to give you there, that if you have scoliosis or you know somebody else has, treat it as an evil spirit. Get the person to ask God to forgive them for coming into agreement with that thing, which is what I normally do when somebody wants to get free from evil spirits. And then what I usually do is say, breathe in the Holy Spirit and then breathe out the evil spirit. And they do that, the thing leaves. Sometimes they make a noise, sometimes they don't, but usually they get healed instantly. So I love this normal supernatural Christian life. We can just be doing this every day, these kind of things. This should be normal when we follow Jesus. When we surrender our lives to Jesus, this sort of thing should be normal. Now, I believe that healing is for everyone. Many times we see that Jesus healed all those who came to him. In Matthew 12, verse 15, it says this, great multitudes followed him and he healed all their sick. All their sick. And here's another verse in Matthew 8. When evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with a word and healed all the sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. When he quoted, he took up our infirmities and carried our diseases. Wow. Hebrews 13 verse 8 says this, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. So what Jesus did when we read in the Bible, he did then. He also wants to do it now. He did it through the apostles. He did it through people. You know, if you read the book of Acts, you see miracles there happening after Jesus had gone back to be with the Father and he sent his Holy Spirit. And the disciples and those who were following Jesus got full of the Holy Spirit. And then they went around. They were doing miracles and raising the dead as well. And now Jesus says to anybody who follows him, he says, you know, if you do what I was doing, you're going to do greater things. You can do, if you believe, you can do even greater things than I did. That's amazing, isn't it? Now, one of my favourite verses in the Bible is this. It's, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not, don't forget, all of his benefits. He forgives all your sins and he heals all your diseases. That's from Psalm 103, verses 2 and 3. You know, the message is clear. We mustn't forget that God forgives all our sins and heals all our diseases. Many of us have been taught that God forgives all our sins. You know, when we come to him by faith, we can invite him into our lives and he will forgive us. But sometimes we've either not been taught or we've forgotten the fact that actually he heals all our diseases too. The Bible says that when Jesus went to the cross, that not only was sin laid on him and death, but sickness and infirmities and all of our pain and all of our sorrows, it says in Isaiah chapter 53, were all laid on him. Jesus took all of your sin, he took all of your shame, he took all of your sickness, all your diseases, all of your pain, all of your sorrow. Jesus took it so you don't have to have it anymore. He paid the price, he died and he rose again. And through his death and resurrection, we can have eternal life and we can be free from sin, from death, from sickness. That is amazing. Now I'm going to tell you another story. One day in our, you know, we had a shop called Spirit Shop in the middle of Chester. And we were selling gifts and books and jewellery, and we had a coffee area at the back where we had really nice coffee, a bit like Starbucks, but right at the back of the shop. And people, just the general public, would come in because it was right in the middle of Chester, which is a nice, it's a beautiful city in the UK. You've got to come and visit us. We've got a boutique bed and breakfast now. So do look us up and come and visit us, because we'd love to have you come and stay with us. So Chester is a Roman city. It's got Roman walls that go all the way around the city. You can walk around the walls. It's got medieval black and white shops. It's a beautiful place. So, you know, we would just have people coming into our shop every day. Lots of people would come in, whether they were tourists or whether they were locals just doing their shopping. Well, this one day, this guy comes into our shop and he's actually looking for a birthday present, a gift for his wife. And I was showing him around the shop and Rob was helping him. He wanted something out of the window. So Rob, my husband, he went into the window to get some things out for him. And I got chatting to him because I noticed that he was limping with quite a pronounced limp. And I just said to him, why are you limping? What's happened? And he started to tell me that he said, I was in a car accident 30 years ago. He said, I almost died. It was a really, really serious car accident. They thought I was going to die. He said, I crushed 3 of the vertebrae in my back. And they were actually, they're pressing on my spinal cord. So it's actually, I'm in constant pain. It's very dangerous. I've been told that I'm going to be in a wheelchair very soon. It's difficult for me to walk. He said, I've got sciatica. He said, I've actually lost 4 inches in height due to the accident because of all the problems and things they had to remove and the things, you know, his vertebrae were crushed. And he'd got bruising on the brain, which affected him, actually caused epilepsy. He'd had to have his jaw reconstructed. He'd lost all of his teeth, so the teeth that he had were not his natural teeth. He'd had a new top palate in his mouth. And he said very often, he said, I just wake up in the morning and my mouth is bleeding very, you know, regularly in the morning. I wake up with a bleeding mouth and my arms and legs are numb when I wake up because the spinal cord is being pressed. And he said, look at my hands, and his hands were shaking. And he said, they've been shaking for 30 years since this accident. And, you know, I said to him, Jesus can heal you. And he was like, you know, it always surprises me when I say to people, Jesus wants to heal you. Can I pray for you? Most of the time they let me pray. And now he knew nothing about Jesus. He knew a little bit from school, but that was it. And never crossed his mind that Jesus was real and that I could actually heal him. But what amazed me was that he let me pray for him. So we were just standing in the shop, you know, other customers were coming in and out, and Rob was down the far end of the shop, and I just started to pray for him, and the Holy Spirit fell. It was like I could feel the anointing. I don't always feel that, but at that time I remember really feeling this strong anointing that came upon this guy. And he started to cry because he was overwhelmed by the presence of Jesus. It was just so wonderful. Now, he started to fall under the power of God. And Rob sort of looked up just at the time that this guy started to fall, and he ran and actually had to catch him. And I grabbed a chair and put it behind this guy, and Rob helped him sit down. He was kind of slumped in this chair because he was so impacted by the presence and the power of God. And he was still crying, but he was hardly able to speak just because he could feel the presence of God so much. But you know what he managed to say to me? He said, the pain has gone. The pain has gone. And he's crying. He couldn't believe it. And I just started talking to him, and we were just releasing the presence and the healing power of Jesus even more. And I said to him, come on, just jump up. Just jump up out your seat and see what's changed. And he said, you don't understand. He said, for example, last night, I went to the movies, I was in the cinema, and it took me 20 minutes to get out of my seat, literally 20 minutes. He said, I can't even, when I sit down, everything seems to lock and I'm in pain. It would take me so long to stand up right now. And I said, just have a go. Jump up in the name of Jesus. You know, when you're praying for somebody, just tell them what to do. Just release that. I don't know, when I say to people, jump up, they kind of look at me funnily and they say, oh, I can't do that. But I say, go on, jump up in the name of Jesus. You're proclaiming it over them and you're proclaiming this miracle happening. And you know what? He jumped up out of his chair in an instant. And I'm almost in tears now just thinking about it, because it was such an incredible moment imagine being in that much pain and thinking you're going to die, you know, for 30 years and being told you're about to go into a wheelchair. He was actually, he's still crying. He was so shocked. He starts moving around and he said, there's no pain. And he said to me, I'm taller. Now, remember, he told me that he'd lost 4 inches because of this problem. But he actually looked taller to me, but he knew, he could feel that he was taller. He could tell he was taller. And we started to pray for the reconstruction of his jaw because that had all been broken. And he actually felt heat coming in his jaw. He showed me his hands. He said, look, and his hands had stopped shaking. After 30 years of shaking constantly, he said, they were now still. And he just said to me, he said, I feel a bit drunk. And he was actually a bit strange, but it was just, it was the Holy Spirit. He was so stunned and he was still crying, just, you know, with the realization that he was healed. And he stayed in the shop for a long time and he was just so surprised. And then he said, you know, I want to give my life to Jesus. So we prayed with him and he gave his life to Jesus. And what was funny afterwards, after he'd left the shop after some time, Rob said to me, he was like, I was trying to describe to Rob the guy that he was. And Rob didn't realize it was the same guy that he'd been into the shop window for and got the, you know, the gift that he'd bought. Rob had actually served him and wrapped up his gift and sold him this product out of our shop. Did not realize it was the same guy that had just been healed because he looked so different after, you know, after I'd prayed for him. Even Rob was stunned, you know. Another thing that happened, like, as soon as this guy left the shop, I don't know, it must have been, it was very soon after, maybe within half an hour, a lady comes in with a, I think she had a stick or two sticks, I can't remember now, but I said, what's the problem with you? And she said, oh, I had a road accident, and I don't know how long ago it was, but she could hardly move. She had, I think it was sciatica as well, you know, where the sciatic nerve is compressed. And it was just amazing. It was very similar to this other guy, not as bad, but she was in a lot of pain and not able to walk properly. And we prayed for her and the same thing happened. She was overcome by the healing presence and power of Jesus. And she was, we've got this on video where she's actually turning to the side, she's touching her toes. Then she, you know, told us that she'd got this big abscess on her leg. We looked at it, we prayed, and it shrunk down. We've got all this on video, and then she gives her life to Jesus. She's praying for herself, and she's getting healed. And I thought that's amazing that two people like that with very similar conditions were healed, you know, so close together in the same day. It's like sometimes when the healing anointing starts, it's almost like it attracts people. I mean, the healing anointing is the Holy Spirit, of course, but it's almost like people are attracted to the presence of Jesus. And as you begin to move more and more in power and in just carrying the presence of Jesus, things will happen to you everywhere you go. He will affect you and your life physically and your mind and your emotions and your circumstances and your finances, your relationships, everything. But also people around you will start to become affected and infected by the wonderful, wonderful presence of Jesus and his Holy Spirit. Now, years ago, I had quite a remarkable dream. You know, it's long before I had any thoughts of preaching or being in ministry, which I never really wanted to do, never even crossed my mind. I was actually a businesswoman. That's all I wanted to do. So many years ago, you know, while I was in business, I was still really wanting more of God and I was really contending to see healing and deliverance and moving in the gifts of the Spirit and in supernatural power and really wanting to know God more and more and in prophecy. But it never crossed my mind I'd ever do anything like that and give up my business to do that, you know, preaching or anything like that. So in this dream, which kind of came out of the blue, I'm actually preaching to a huge group of people who were all sitting listening to me preach. And, you know, the dream was really clear. I can still remember it now, many years later. And I was actually teaching about healing in the dream. And I was telling people that the word in the original Greek translation of the Bible for healing is the word sozo. And I went on to explain that the words for deliverance and salvation in the New Testament are often from the original sozo, this Greek word. And then in my dream, people start to get healed and they're getting delivered from evil spirits, and many of them are giving their life to Jesus. Now, when I woke up, it was like this dream was so real. I felt like I'd actually been there, you know? And but I thought, well, I've never heard this word sozo. Now, I know a lot more people teach on it now, and some ministries actually have part of their ministry called sozo. But at this time, many, many years ago, I'd never heard of it. I'd never read any teaching. I don't think there was really any teaching on the word sozo. So for me to know this in my dream, I thought, wow, I wonder if that's real. So I actually get my books out, my concordances out and whatever, and I actually find there is this Greek word sozo. It's spelled S-O-Z-O, and it does in fact mean, it means healed physically, it means healed spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and free from evil spirits. You know, it means deliverance, and it means saved, you know, giving your life to Jesus, getting saved kind of thing. And it also means being safe. So I thought, that must be God speaking to me. There's no way naturally I would have known that. And the dream was so real. You know, very often God will speak to you in dreams. Do pay attention to any dream that seems significant, or you really remember it and you just think, well, that wasn't just a random dream. It wasn't just something I was thinking about yesterday, or, you know, something that I've eaten or watched last night has made me dream this. But write it down. Keep a dream journal. And as soon as you wake up, try and remember how you were feeling in the dream, and also what happened, and write down everything that happened, because sometimes things that don't seem significant in the dream are actually God is speaking to you, and it's quite a significant thing. So that's when I began to study really this whole thing on sozo and healing. I'll give you some examples of where this word sozo appears in the New Testament. So Romans 10 verse 9, it says, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." And that word saved there is sozo. And then here's another verse from Mark 6:56. "All who touched him were healed," and that word healed is sozo. So he heals you of sickness, and he saves you from sin, and he helps you get free from evil spirits. Here is an amazing verse. Now, when I first heard someone preach from this verse years ago, I had to look in the Bible before I was convinced that, you know, Jesus really did say it, because I'd never read it before. I'd not really noticed it anyway. Now, Jesus was talking about miracles in John chapter 14, verse 12, when he says this, "I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." Wow, that's John 14, 12 to 14. It almost seems too good to be true, but it is true. That is amazing. I would encourage you to read that verse a few times, or listen to me speaking it out a few times, but really meditate on that scripture and learn it. He says, "I tell you the truth." This is the truth from the words, the mouth of Jesus. "Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing." And not only that, he says, he will do, or, you know, we will do even greater things than these, because Jesus said that he's going to the Father. So because Jesus went to be with the Father and sent his Holy Spirit, we can do whatever Jesus did when he was on the earth, and even greater things. That is amazing. Read the Gospels, read Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, and just look at some of the things that Jesus did. His miracles, raising the dead, casting out demons, incredible, incredible things. We can do that. We can do those things through the Holy Spirit. Read the book of Acts, where his disciples go on to do extraordinary feats, you know, and miraculous things. I'm seeing revival and people's lives changed, healings, miracles, raising the dead, casting out demons. And Jesus said, we can do those things and even greater. I'm blown away by that. I just think we could, you know, some of the things you read about in the book of Acts, there were some pretty mind-blowing things going on. I mean, we're talking about unusual miracles in this session. And really, read the book of Acts and just see some of those unusual miracles and be amazed. You know, things like Philip in Acts chapter 8, he's down in Samaria where, I mean, Samaria of all places, those people would not associate with Jews at all. And the Jews likewise would not be seen in Samaria. And yet Philip is there and he's got this revival happening. And the Bible says that demons are coming out with loud shrieks and the lame are walking, people are giving their lives to Jesus. And then an angel turns up and says to Philip, okay, yes, you've got all this revival happening. I mean, if it was me, I'd probably think, that can't be from God, this angel, because I've been waiting all these years to see this revival and now it's happening. And an angel's coming and telling me, I've got to go to a certain street. But you know what? Philip was obedient and he went. But an angel showed up and told him to go on to this next place. So he did it. Angels are going to show up more and more. Just look out for them. Invite them even. Say, thank you, Father, for all of your angels that are protecting me and working with me. I want to work with them more. Lord, send your angels. You know what I say? I sometimes say, thank you, Father, for all of the angelic messengers that I can't even see. They're in the spirit realm in my room right now. They're with me in wherever I go. I'm not always aware of them, but Lord, I ask for the cloud of witnesses and the angelic messengers, all the messengers, Lord, that have come from you, that you've sent. Sometimes I say to them, I welcome you here. I want to work with you and I welcome you into the physical realm, from the spirit realm, manifest in the physical realm. You can do that. Now, the Bible is clear. We are not to worship angels, but talking to them is okay. If you read the Bible, angels so often came with messages and they had conversations with people. So that is okay to do that. And I would encourage you to do that because we need angels so much. And sometimes I think our angels get a little bit bored because we're just doing our own thing, you know, going to work or going to school and paying the mortgage and going home, you know, just doing day in, day out, going to church on a Sunday, just doing whatever we do, going to different clubs and societies or, and sometimes our angels are so bored, I reckon, because they are, some of them are warrior angels and they want to get warring and they want to get doing miracles. Some of them are healing angels. They want to, in fact, while I'm talking, I'm just going to release healing angels right now. Why don't you, since we're talking about healing, just say, thank you, Father, for your healing angels. And I welcome the healing angels to manifest in the physical realm right now. Just say, Lord, I want to work alongside your healing angels. I ask for more. Please send your angels on assignment and show me through your spirit and through your messengers what I'm supposed to do each day. You're going to see some more angels. Sometimes, you know, I don't tend to see many angels physically with my physical eyes. Occasionally I do. Normally in the spirit realm, it's in my imagination, or I just know something's happening or an angel's just walked in the room. So sometimes you're not always going to see them, but you might even feel them walking past. Sometimes you might feel something brush past you, or you might feel like a breeze on your face or on your body. And often that is angels, angelic activity. And what I found is that when you talk about angels, they will come. When you talk about the Holy Spirit, you really sense his presence more. When you talk about healing, then people will get healed more often. So I just want to encourage you. Check out my website, alicecreswell.com, for more resources and to send me a message.